Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth. Financial planning can be overwhelming, regardless of market conditions. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning and tax minimization strategies. Protect your family and future generations without sacrificing our shared principles of hard work and American independence. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
What do we know about the drones? More information coming out about the drones. What do we know? What are they telling us? And how much are they lying to us? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. As we know, it is the big story in our area, no doubt about it. And a short time ago, I saw my buddy Sean Golden, the sheriff of Monmouth County, New Jersey. He was on Fox News, and I texted him. I said, hey, you look great, pal. Come and join me here in Philadelphia. So he's back on the show. Sheriff, how are you?
Rich, how you doing? Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. So good appearance today. You're in Monmouth County, which is, of course, right in the heart of all this. Jersey Shore, right there. What are you seeing, Sheriff? Tell us what people are telling you.
Yeah, I mean, we're still having complaints. Last night, we had a kind of a flurry of activity of phone calls into the 911 center as well. But, you know, this has been going on for well over a month. It started up in the northern Jersey area, you know, about Bedminster and Morris County. And about 2 weeks ago, you know, we started having complaints of, you know, these low-lying, large, hovering and pattern-flying aircraft, you know, over different areas of our county. And, you know, it just seems to continue with us. Now, we, you know, listen, I take those kind of complaints. You know, there is some validity to people seeing some aircraft and mistaking it, right? And you can check that stuff on Flight Radar 24, as our staff has been and some other people have been as well. But then there's other instances where we have trained professionals. You know, you saw the reports from Picatinny Arsenal, Naval Weapons Station Earl. You know, these are military personnel, right, that are certainly able to identify, you know, these types of drone aircraft and differentiate between a commercial aircraft, right? So, you know, when you have those reports, it's concerning. It's concerning that we've had two incidents over Naval Weapons Station Earl in my county here, and certainly other areas of the county, and it continued, as you know, always last night.
What were the incidents over Naval Weapons Station Earl, so people know?
Same thing. You know, several low-lying aircrafts flying in, you know, like a grid pattern, or, you know, weaving back and forth, you know, because kind of the same type of MO, if you will, you know, up and down New Jersey, from North Jersey down by us, you know. Now, you know, in South Jersey, we haven't had any reports. You know, I was talking back and forth as probably far as Ocean County, and that's it in the reporting. Sheriff Mastronardi has been keeping an eye on this in Ocean County, and of course we've been in touch with Congressman Smith. You know, one thing that came out of it, Rich, is we need more capability and technical assistance when we talk about the, you know, de-droning and being able to detect drones. And that's only going to come from brand new legislation from Congress. It can't come from anywhere else. The states don't have the authority. I'm looking to give the state police unit in each state, you know, some authority to at least detect and render safe, if need be, you know, some type of drone activity. You know, we see this drone warfare going on in Ukraine and Russia, and certainly you know, it's this technology with drones has become the weapon of choice over there, you know, and it's they're easy to weaponize and they're easy to do. And I'm not saying that that's the case in this scenario over the course of the month, but it certainly does get you thinking about the safety and security of your residents and what we need to do to protect the homeland.
Now, there's obviously a lot of things that we are seeing on social media, but one thing is that John Kirby came out and said that there have been no reports of these things flying over sensitive areas. So here you are, Sheriff Sean Golden, Monmouth County Sheriff, and you're telling me that, look, you know, Naval Weapons Station Earl, these things flew over there. We know that the commander at Picatinny Arsenal said, this isn't us, and we've had 11 sightings over Picatinny Arsenal. So obviously these things are flying over sensitive areas.
Yeah, I don't know why he would go out and say that, particularly when, you know, two of their own bases within New Jersey have witnessed these things overhead. And by the way, both are restricted airspaces when it comes to drone activity. You know, when you're on AirAware, which is the application that drone operators use for recreational purposes, that's to help them navigate around those areas. And those areas are blocked out as no-fly zones for drones, right? So, you know, that right there is concerning, and I don't know why he would say that. But, you know, we heard the same thing about the balloon over our country for days, yep. Right, until they shot it down and everybody knew it was real, right? So, you know, unfortunately, as much as our state police and our Office of Homeland Security here in New Jersey, they're doing a great job. And, you know, to the extent they can, they have limited resources, they have limited technology to do so, and they have limited authority under the federal laws. So, you know, I'm looking to change that portion of it. So at least we push our congressional members to pass legislation, reform drone law. We're certainly not going to keep up with the technology. When you have commercial drones and now you have delivery drones being tested by Amazon and other companies, the airways are going to get really crowded really fast. And we need to know from a public safety and from a homeland security standpoint what's up there, right? So right now, you can buy a drone. It's optional whether you put your ID number in before you fly, right? And there's no way to track it. And part of the bill I've been pushing with Chris Smith, our congressional member, is, hey, Chris, this tech has to go along the flight radar. You know, we have every aircraft and helicopter identified up there, right, in the radar system, and drones need to be the same way, right? So you got to be able to differentiate between recreational, commercial, and military, just like we do with the FAA radar system. And it can't be by a private application. It's got to be by the government application like we currently use with our radar system.
The other thing, too, is you were in that security briefing the other day that I know a lot of people left that meeting incredibly frustrated with the lack of answers that are going on here. But, you know, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious here. We just don't trust the authorities anymore. And I think a big part of it is the Chinese spy balloon that you mentioned, Sean. We were gaslit by them. Kirby tried to gaslight us yesterday about all this stuff. Yeah. If these are military tests, then just tell us, you know, I mean, like, stop lying to us.
You know, Rich, I said that to quite a few people. And I think I said it in that briefing. I said, listen, we're all from Jersey, right? If it's a military exercise or you're doing some tests, or even if you're doing some operation where you're mapping stuff, just tell us that it's the Defense Department's drones. They're doing some mapping. We're not, and that's it. We're, you know, and we can take it. We're all big,
sure.
Right? We, you know, we're from Jersey, right? So, you know, listen, I equate it to McGuire-Dix, right? McGuire-Dix sends out a message that says, hey, we're going to be bombing all weekend long here and testing stuff out. Nobody's asking, like, what kind of bombs, you know, how many, where they're, you know what I mean? So I think that a little transparency probably would have went a long way. And certainly it's led to this metastasizing fear, as you know, right? And then we're receiving a lot of calls, and certainly a lot of calls are erroneous. They're false alarms because people are looking at, you know, probably aircraft that are in the sky, particularly when we have clear skies like last night. There are other accounts by first responders and by trained military personnel on bases and by other accounts that certainly collaborate and back up the fact that there is something going on with multiple drones weaving in and out in different areas of the state.
So I got to ask you then, as the sheriff of Monmouth County, you probably have been given the proper instructions, or you can provide the proper instructions, because Kirby said to Martha McCallum earlier today, if one of these drones lands in your backyard, call the authorities. They may have to get the bomb squad out there, and then we're here in hazmats. And so what happens? And I don't mean just like a kid's drone lands in your backyard, obviously.
Yeah, well, it was funny because, you know, he's saying that at the same time. It's like, well, if these aren't any drones to worry about, then, you know, we wouldn't do that with a recreational drone, right? We're not going to suit up in hazmat suits and you know, go try to pick up a recreational drone that way. We just wouldn't, right? So,
right.
Like, why the message? Why would you say there is no drone activity? But if one does crash, don't go near it and make sure the fire department is well-suited to deal with it. I mean, really?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think that's kind of the issue here. And, I, again, it gets me back to, there is something. There can't be this many complaints in 10 counties, you know, from my county on up to
my county
more,
too, in Burlington. I mean, I was talking to our mutual friend Sean Erlin yesterday, texted me during the show, and he said, you know, I'm driving on Route 38 right now, and I'm looking at what's not a drone apparently in the sky right now. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like we're all seeing this, and we're not idiots, and stop treating us like we're idiots. It's just it's frustrating more than anything else. I don't think people are scared as much as they're just at this point getting ticked off because they all know we're being lied to. And it's like, come on already, stop it.
I think that has a lot to do with it, right? We're just very aggravated, and you know, listen, we're going to keep pushing, and I've been pushing, as you see, on the airways to try to at least get some resolve or transparency as to what is going on. Do I think it's a foreign actor? I don't think so, because I don't think they would turn their lights on, quite frankly. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
This is something that is going on within. Whether it's a contractor, whether it's some type of commercial vehicle, or whether it's the military or some other federal agency, at some point they got to get to the bottom of it, or we're just going to continue to have this aggravation and apprehension with our communities out there and our callers. If this is a test about our air defense stuff, we would fail miserably. And I think that's the message. I know Congressman Smith had said that. Like, we would fail miserably right now, right? Because we can't even identify five or six drones weaving in a pattern over Picatinny or a naval weapons station. Like, you know, come on. Like, we have issues that we have to address, and that's really why I'm pushing Congress, because these things are not going to go away, these kind of sightings. And certainly as we get more crowded up there in the airways with these prospects of delivery services and all that, we better get a handle on it now.
Sheriff Sean Golden, Monmouth County. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate your time today. Have a great weekend.
Good. Rich, as always, thanks again. If I don't talk to you, happy holidays. Enjoy. Merry Christmas.
I'm sure we'll talk again, my friend. I imagine we will. Thanks, pal.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zeoli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
1 week from today, we're there. That's right. 1 week from today, it is our final show of the year, our Christmas spectacular. That's going to be outstanding at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, our sponsor of the happy hour. So come out and join us next Friday, December 20th. You do not need a reservation to come to the show. We'll be in the fifth floor ballroom, and the bar is going to be open. And you'll make friends, and we'll have a great time. And people are now starting to brag about how many shows they've attended. Like, it's my sixth show. It's my seventh show. I'm losing count of how many shows we've had, but the Zeoli Army does not lose count, even as much as they go to the bar. So if you've not been to one yet, make it this one, because it's our last one that we have scheduled, and we don't have any scheduled for next year yet. So, you know, come before the aliens invade. Plus, we'll be on the fifth floor, so if there's any UFOs, we'll be able to see them all. Great views of the ocean. And once Trump gets... Yeah, right? I mean, we'll look out the window, and I used to say we could see dead whales and dolphins, but now we can see UFOs. How fun is that? Come on, DeSantis. We got to, you know? And plus, Matt DeSantis is going to be there, too. That's the other big news of the day.
That's
You're
true.
Coming.
Yeah,
right?
I'll be at this one. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Outstanding. I may need a ride, by the way, because I can't drive, so we'll have to talk about that.
That's fine. Yeah, I can get you.
Yeah. But do that. So next Friday, December 20th, Grand Hotel CapeMay.com. If you want to spend the weekend down there, it's going to be a great weekend. Christmas time in Cape May is always so much fun. So Grand Hotel CapeMay.com. What else? We got a lot today. There's a bunch of stuff I wanted to get to, but there was something you had you wanted me to play, right? Wasn't there something you sent me or?
Was there? I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
There's so much on the show sheet. I don't.
Oh, we do have some of the original War of the Worlds broadcast, though, from 1938, Orson Welles. I thought that was kind of a cool thing to share.
And it does sound eerily similar to the CBS New York report from Hillsborough, New Jersey, that we played earlier in the show.
All right, so let's do that. Let's play the Hillsborough, New Jersey, like the CBS News report, and then we'll play the original 1938 radio broadcast of War of the Worlds. We'll just play a snippet of it, obviously. You can't play the whole thing. But it does show you the power of radio because it freaked everybody out back then. Everybody thought it was real. So this is the real story, cut number one.
Several agencies are involved in an investigation in Hillsborough, New Jersey, as to a possible drone landing that happened yesterday. The search is ongoing right now in an area between, or just off of Route 206 in Hillsborough, near Falcon Road, and we can see a staging area by Somerset County Hazardous Material Units, some other county officials, as well as Hillsborough agencies as well. We also understand that the FBI is aware of the incident. Again, this is a search ongoing. It is primarily happening in a wooded area just adjacent to a shopping center, again, in the area of Route 206 in Falcon Road. At this point, officials are not able to make any other statements as to the status of this investigation and what details that are known at this time and what they're able to share. But there we can see some of the firefighters that have been walking around an area, again, just off of Route 206 near Falcon Road. We have seen them doing basically a wide area search on foot, as well as several all-terrain vehicles ongoing in this area.
All right. And this is Orson Welles' War of the Worlds broadcast from 1938.
Ladies and gentlemen, am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, here I am, back of a stone wall that adjoins Mr. Wilmer's garden. From here, I get a sweep of the whole scene. I'll give you every detail as long as I can talk and as long as I can see. More state police have arrived. They're drawing up a cordon in front of the pit. About 30 of them. No need to push the crowd back now. They're willing to keep their distance. The captain conferring with someone. Can't quite see who. Ah, yes, I believe it's Professor Pearson. Yes, it is. Now they've parted, and the professor moves around one side, studying the object while the captain and two policemen advance with something in their hands. I can see it now. It's a white handkerchief tied to a pole. Flag of truce. If those creatures know what that means, what anything means. Wait a minute. Something's happening. A humped shape is rising out of the pit. I can make out a small beam of light against a mirror. What's that? There's a jet of flame springing from the mirror, and it leaps right at the advancing men. It strikes them head on. Lord, they're turning into flames. Ah! Out of his heels, caught up by the woods, the fires, the gas heading everywhere. It's coming this way now, about 20 yards to my right.
It does sound eerily similar, I'm not going to lie. With the exception of the end part where, like, you know, the alien creature comes at him, but... You know, that could have been the reaction if Phil Murphy showed up. They're like, oh my God, the teeth, the hair, that can't be human. What is that? That's just the governor.
The toupee comes to life.
Yeah. Look at that toupee. Look at those snaggle teeth. That can't possibly be from Earth. Well, it's from Massachusetts. But that's part of Earth, technically speaking. I don't know. It's kind of cool. I don't know. As a radio guy, I got a kick out of that. When somebody brought up War of the Worlds the other day, I thought, yeah, you know, that's kind of probably, if there's ever been a good time to remind people of good old time radio entertainment, that's one. I mean, that had everybody. I'd say that was probably the greatest radio stunt since. And then after that, it wasn't until Opie and Anthony had everybody convinced that the mayor of Boston was dead on April Fool's. Do you remember that?
I don't remember it, but I know that every April Fool's we get an email saying, yes, don't do any pranks.
That was when Opie and Anthony were at their prime. They're obviously not together anymore, and they hate each other's guts, and they used to hate each other more. But but Anthony Cumia, he's been on my show a couple times, but they did a prank where they said that the Boston mayor, Tom Menino, was dead. And it was an April Fool's joke, but they had everybody believing it. And that became a huge, huge scandal. I think they got fired, and then they wound up getting nationally syndicated after that as a result. So they blew up after that, which often happens with things. But I think those are probably two of the greatest radio punks in history. I'm sure there's others. If you have another one, let me know in either the YouTube chat or you can tweet at Rich Zeoli. There was even an article somebody sent me the other day about old-time radio. Like, they used to do those radio detective shows and stuff, and they would have the, you know, like the sound effects, you know, of like the high heels and then the horror sound. Like, those are a big thing. Now, it's kind of like that with true crime podcasts, where they're much more, like, theatrical in their production, I guess. But this goes to show you the power of radio. It's not going anywhere. Music radio is dead, but we're doing great. We're doing just fine in talk radio, so I'm not worried.
You know who else does stuff like that? Malcolm Gladwell.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah, his Revisionist History podcast. I don't mean to give him publicity. Don't listen to it. Listen to ours.
Yeah, screw him.
Yeah.
Screw that guy. But then Johnny Cook reminded me yesterday that NPR, of course, which is beyond parody, they actually have... We talked about AOC justifying the murder of the CEO and Elizabeth Warren doing that. And then Johnny sent me... NPR apparently did an entire thing also essentially justifying the CEO's murder of UnitedHealthcare. The Babylon Bee did a bit where they said that Luigi Mangione is now the leading... choice for Democrats for 2028. I thought that was hysterical. Sick, but not that far off. Americans are furious over health care. Is this an Occupy Wall Street moment? That's what NPR wrote, as they have this crazy woman in pink shorts and plastic wrapped around her, and United denies health care, people chanting, and they talk about how this murder has led to this Occupy Wall Street moment, and they're like praising all this. It's really sick stuff, man, if you ask me. And I'm not going to play because I don't want to give them any airtime. My tax dollars go to enough of those idiots without giving them any more airtime. But I think this clip will go a long way towards that. Let's see if I can find it here. Let's see. Do I have it? What am I looking at? Ah, it doesn't matter. What?
Which one is it?
I don't remember now. Oh, I know what I wanted to play before we go to break. Kamala Harris. Okay, so everybody knows, and particularly in the YouTube chat, everybody talks about the Woots. You know the ad with Brad? Oh, Brad's buzzed again. He's doing the Woots. Woot, woot. That guy? You know what I'm talking about.
I know it, yeah.
And then he gives a speech, and he goes, friendship's about heart, heart and brains. And then it's like, I love that guy. That's the... And they play it all the time. So if you're listening, at least over the radio, you hear it. I don't know if they play it on the stream or not, the Odyssey app, because I know they play different things on the app than they do over the airwaves. But at least if you're hearing it on the air, you hear that public service announcement all the time. And it's buzz driving is drunk driving. When I heard this, it reminded me of that. Cut number 11.
And I give you permission that if you are going to someone's house who doesn't know how to cook...
Kamala's buzzed again, and she knows when she's buzzed to get the Secret Service to drive her back to the naval residence. Woot, woot. I mean, she's just short of doing a woot right there, am I right? She's like 1 second away from doing a woot in that clip. Uh-oh, Kamala's wasted again. Woot, woot! According to a recent poll, she is still the front runner to be the nominee in 2028. No way, Luigi Mangione is going to take her out. I'm telling you.
Yeah, she's at 41%. Newsom was 2% at 8%, and Josh Shapiro was third with 7%.
You'll never be able to hear that woot woot Brad is buzzed PSA again without thinking of Kamala Harris. being buzzed again, thanks to me, also, by the way.
Did you notice the, I think it's a Secret Service agent who's standing to her left in the video, listening to everything Harris has to say, not even a smirk on her face.
Really?
No laughter whatsoever. Yeah, because it wasn't funny. Everyone else was like sort of being polite and laughing along, but that Secret Service agent, not even a smirk.
Not even a smirk, huh? Woo, woo. I just want to say that I love all you people in the room, and I know I stiffed a lot of you out of money, but our campaign's going to bring a dish. Ha, 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 ha. Whoop. The vice president's buzzed again. She's starting with the woots, and now a speech, and now she's talking about bringing a dish, a casserole dish, to a potluck party. Yep. But she knows when she's buzzed to get a ride back to the Naval Observatory. Ugh. She's the worst. Somebody put out a Time magazine thing. It said drunk of the year, and it had her picture on it. Thought that was pretty funny. No? All right. Speaking of... I thought it was funny.
That's pretty good.
Speaking of Time's Person of the Year, Joy Reid is not impressed that Donald Trump was named Person of the Year. This is what Joy Reid and MSNBC, the most hateful person on earth, who, by the way, should get a glass of wine and lighten the hell up. Cut number 12.
But we begin tonight with a dream of a boy from Queens, New York. This boy wanted so desperately to impress those on the other side of the East River in Manhattan, to be accepted by its elites. One way to achieve that was to be featured on the covers of major magazines, most especially to be Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Well, today, Donald Trump celebrated securing that distinction for a second time. But to be clear, getting this title is not like winning an Academy Award. It's not like, as actress Sally Field said in 1985 when winning her second Oscar, I can't deny the fact that you like me right now. You like me. No. As Time magazine describes it, for 97 years, the editors of Time have been picking the person of the year, the individual who, for better or for worse, did the most to shape the world and the headlines over the past 12 months. In many years, that choice is a difficult one. In 2024, it was not. The key line, for better or for worse, is not much of a ringing endorsement, and we all know which one Trump falls under. And let's remember who else has been given this title in years past in the same category. Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Ayatollah Khomeini, and Vladimir Putin. In fact, Stalin won the distinction twice, just like Trump. Regardless of the company he keeps, we know how important these magazine covers are to Trump.
Isn't that just more of an indictment on Time magazine than it is on Donald Trump, out of curiosity? I mean, if you're going to take issue with the fact that Time magazine made Joseph Stalin a genocidal maniac, the person of the year twice, and you got a problem with that, understandable. But that's not on Trump. That's on Time. So is Joy Reid just bashing Time magazine in that segment, or is she trying to bash Trump? I'm just trying to understand here. Because if next year they put, say, like if they had put Kamala Harris on the cover, not as drunk of the year, but as person of the year, would Joy Reid do a segment that she just did about Donald Trump? Would she say, well, Kamala Harris, don't get too cocky, because they also did Hitler and Stalin, Pol Pot, Lenin, the son of Sam. Would she do that or not? I'm asking for a friend. I think we know the answer to that, by the way. I think we know that. Speaking of idiotic things that are being said all over the media right now, I wanted to share this with you. This is, if I could find it here. We got so much. Justin Trudeau. Little man-child from Justin. Turns out he admits finally that he is a proud Cuban. That's what this is. I will always be a proud Cuban. This is cut number... What? I'm sorry, I have my glasses on. Let me see that. Oh, feminist. I thought it's a Cuban. See, I didn't have my glasses on. I can't find my glasses. So I will always be a good... All right, well, here, let's say you listen to the Canadian...
Now, it allegedly shouldn't be that way. It wasn't supposed to be that way. We were supposed to be on a steady, if difficult sometimes, march towards progress. And yet, just a few weeks ago, the United States voted for a second time to not elect its first woman president. Everywhere, women's rights and women's progress is under attack, overtly and subtly. But I want you to know that I am, and always will be, a proud feminist. You will always have an ally in me and in my government.
Why don't you resign then and let a woman take over? I'm curious. Seriously, if you want to show why don't you become a woman, actually? Well, you practically are with the amount of manscaping you get, or humanscaping. I don't want to be sexist here. But why don't you just either transition to a woman or resign and let a woman become, like, doesn't he have a deputy prime minister who's a woman? Let her do it. Step aside instead of mansplaining what a feminist you are. But I guess, as also being the product of Fidel Castro's seed, Cuban seed, you know, Cuban stock, Cuban seed. No.
No.
Nice rolled Cubano.
We believe he's Canadian.
We don't.
Pierre Trudeau.
There's no we in this, by the way, Kemosabe.
It's the official stance of the show.
Allegedly. All right, we got more to come, but I want to thank the Grand Hotel for sponsoring this. Come out December 20th and join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. We always have a great time at our live shows. You're right, it does say feminist. I thought it said Cuban. I'll always be a proud Cuban. I say this, why it's why I got to wear your glasses. What can I tell you? And when it comes to a great time at the Jersey Shore, anytime, it's always wonderful to be in Cape May at the Grand Hotel. Now, the kids are going to be on winter break soon, so you might be thinking to yourself, what do we do with the kids? I have an answer for you. It is the Family Splash Package at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I love this. I'm excited because we're going down. We're bringing the kids. They love the indoor heated pool. They love it. They love the arcade room. It's a lot of fun. And the fact that there's a restaurant right on site, Hemingway's Restaurant, great food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So much fun to do at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. And the nice thing is you don't have to leave the resort if you don't want to. It has everything you need there, but you'll want to. You want to explore Cape May around Christmas time. It's absolutely beautiful. They go all out for Christmas. And I just saw on their Instagram page, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, they've decorated for Christmas, and it's beautiful. It really is. It's absolutely gorgeous. I like some of the pictures, too. So I'm thinking that that's what you should do if you've got kids, is make some time to stay at the Grand Hotel, and you'll love the package. Breakfast is included at Hemingway's Restaurant when you stay. But of course, you can always use my name, Zioli, and save 25% off your midweek stay anytime till the end of the year, no minimum stay required. And join them for their New Year's Eve extravaganza, which includes a surf and turf dinner, hors d'oeuvres, open bar, premium open bar, no fugazis, and a champagne toast at midnight, dancing, and a lot of fun. And come out on Friday, 1 week from today, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, for our next and final live show of the year. It is going to be a wonderful time, and it's going to be our Christmas Spectacular, the Zioli Show Christmas Spectacular on Ice. So make your reservation today by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com, and make your reservation. I'll see you a week from today.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Breaking news, President Donald Trump has spoken on the drone issue. Quote, mystery drone sightings all over the country. Can this really be happening without our government's knowledge? I don't think so. Let the public know, and now. Otherwise, shot them down. Shoot them down. DJT. There you go. Shoot them down. Good for him. So there you go. I was wondering if he was going to say something. I was wondering if he was getting classified. I mean, he gets classified briefings. I was wondering if he was just not saying anything because I was curious. His silence was very curious to me. But there you go. That's why I got to listen to this show. That's why I can't miss a moment, because afternoon drive is where all the news happens. And there you go. President Donald Trump. The Republican Party will use it. And then also he's calling for the elimination of daylight savings time, which, again, I don't know if he means the elimination of springing forward or falling back, or we just don't change the clock. I think that's the point is no more clock changing is what I think he's really getting at. People are nitpicking about whether we should end daylight savings time or keep daylight savings time perfect or permanent, but it's the changing of the clocks that has to stop. We can figure out the details and how we do it. But I'm just sick of the time change. I really am sick of it being friggin' pitch black at 4:30 in the afternoon. All right, we got to go with the time of the sun. But anyway, so that's, there you go. Trump speaking out about the drones. That's a big deal. Breaking news. That's a big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Make your appointment today for your perfect smile. I was just there this week, got my teeth cleaned. He's a great guy, great friend. Got my checkup. People in the office are great, too. So use those year-end dental benefits before they expire. 856-786-2020. There you go. Donald Trump saying, shoot the drones down. Shoot them down. That, and good. I'm glad he said something. I've been waiting and wondering when we were going to hear from him on this. So that's excellent. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in. We've obviously been spending a lot of time on the drones. I do have other things to get to, including former Ambassador Richard Grenell has spoken out about Tulsi Gabbard, saying she's the right person for the job. And I also want to share with you some other news of the day, and that is regarding, well, there's no shortage of news today. But the James Comer, Chairman Comer, you're going to hear an interview that I did with him earlier today at 6 o'clock. He's got his sight on some new targets, and those targets involve corrupt fundraising by the Democrats, Act Blue, plus also where everything stands with the Hunter Biden investigation, the Biden crime family. Comer's got a new book coming out. So all that, you're definitely going to hear all that that's happening. So what a busy day. What a busy Friday. Fridays, I feel like they used to be slow, but they're not slow anymore. Here is Trump border czar Tom Homan announcing that he'll prosecute any mayor that harbors illegals. Remember something, you don't have to cooperate with the federales, but you can't stand in their way, because if you stand in their way, it's no different than if I harbor a fugitive or you harbor a fugitive. You can't harbor fugitives. It's against the law. Homan says he's going to go after them. Cut number 8.
Your deportation plan is going to start in a big way in Chicago. And you said the governor and the mayor can either help you or get out of the way. But you also said if he, meaning the mayor, if he impedes us, if he knowingly harbors or conceals an illegal alien, I will prosecute him. So you will not only go after the illegal migrants, you may go after some mayors who aren't helping.
If they step over that line, they can sit back and watch us, which, I find incredible. You don't want to take public safety threats out of your community to help us. But there are laws on the books that we will prosecute. It's 18 U.S.C. 111. Impeding a federal law enforcement officer is a felony. Title 8 United States Code 1324 III. If you knowingly conceal or harbor an illegal alien from ICE, that is a felony. When I was an agent a long time ago, I've arrested U.S. citizens for harboring an alien in their home or place of employment.
There you go. See, I mean, you don't have to cooperate. You don't have to help them, but you can't stand in their way. All right? That's how federalism works. They got a job to do. You can't stand in their way. Senator Lisa Murkowski, I am really getting sick of her and Susan Collins and these other fugazi Republicans. I'm tired of them. I really am. But what the biggest problem is that these people think that they're more powerful and that they matter more than the American people who elected Donald Trump with an overwhelming majority and winning the Electoral College and also the popular vote. But these egotistical narcissists like Murkowski think they're more important because they're senators. Shut up. Listen to the people that elected Trump. They want the guy to be able to put the team around him that he wants. This is cut number 7.
But I think it's going to be hard, quite honestly. I think it's going to be hard in these next 4 years. Because you have an administration coming in that has had an opportunity to kind of see how things work, what didn't work, and now we've had 4 years to think about it, and the approach is going to be everybody toe the line. Everybody line up. We got you here, and if you want to survive, you better be good. Don't get on Santa's naughty list here, because we will primary you. And my friend Joni Ernst, who is probably one of the more conservative, principled Republican leaders in the Senate right now, is being hung out to dry for not being good enough. And you're going to get primaried. Well, you know, what's this all about? What, why are we doing this to ourselves? So I think we're getting a little bit of a preview now of what it's going to mean to be allegiant to party. And I don't think that that's going to help us as a Republican Party, believe it or not. And I think it's going to energize and charge up the Democrats to say, all right, the Republicans are going to overreach. They're going to overreact. And so we're going to have an opportunity.
That was at a No Labels event. Remember that group, No Labels? Well, apparently they're back. And Lisa Murkowski says she's not attached to the Republican label. And then she walked that statement back. You know what? Here's the deal. If you want to vote your conscience and go against the president, go against a party, and go against the overwhelming majority of the American people that voted for him, fine. But you will get a primary challenge. Oh, and listen, Your Highness, that's part of the process. Yeah, you might get a primary challenge. You might get a primary challenge even if you agree with Trump on everything. You're not entitled to that seat. It's not your seat, Senator Murkowski. It belongs to the state of Alaska. It's their Senate seat. You just happen to be the one in it at the moment, one of the two. But I love this whole idea. It's like, well, I mean, if I buck him, I may get a primary. Oh, I can't. Oh, well, then don't buck him. And do what the party wants to see, which is help the guy succeed, make America great again, and do your part to do that. But if you want to buck the guy, buck the guy. But then know you're going to get a primary challenge, but maybe you'll win. There you go. But either be a smart political strategist, do the right thing for the party, or then don't whine about it. I mean, you know, it's like one or the other. You want to be one of those principled, like, well, I'm going to break from the Republican Party, just look at me. But then don't whine when you get a primary challenge. Because you know it's exactly what's going to happen, and it should happen to you. And if you and for a Trump loyalist, they may get a primary challenge too from somebody who says, "I'm tired of you being a Trump loyalist." That's called politics. Stop whining about it. No whining in politics. Ah, she really bugs me. Doesn't she bugs me? Just these people, they're so powerful. These friggin' senators, they're gigantic egos. She's got one of the biggest egos too. I mean, she really does. One of the biggest. Here is January 6th committee chairman Benny Thompson. He would accept a preemptive pardon from Biden. Why? What did you do wrong, Benny Thompson? Why would you want a pardon? Why would you need a pardon? I'm curious about this. If everything was up and great with the January 6th committee, why would you need a pardon? Now I'm curious. Do tell. Cut number 9.
Do you want the president to offer some kind of pardon to you? As strange as it is to ask that question, I'm just wondering what you think.
Well, you know, the president, it's his prerogative. If he offers it to me or other members of the committee, I would accept it, but it's his choice.
Why would you accept it if you haven't done anything wrong? I don't understand. I mean, I don't need a pardon for anything. Why would you take a pardon? For what? What'd you do? Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. It's also worth noting that Murkowski was appointed to the Senate by her father, lost the primary in 2010, won as a write-in somehow. Yeah, it's also worth noting. And she's only a Republican because she represents a state where she has to be a Republican. She's not really a Republican. And then I love it. She's like, oh, it's bad for the Republican Party. So why does Benny Thompson want a primary? I mean, a pardon. What does Benny Thompson know? What does he know that I don't know? About what it is he did wrong when they ran the January 6th committee. Oh, and speaking of, I told you that show Landman, which I'm loving that, and my buddy Joe Adams and Lee Pervorsky recommended it to me. I'm so glad I've been watching it. Taylor Sheridan's new show. So I got the episode. I'd seen this clip. It was a viral clip where Billy Bob Thornton's character explains the nonsense around green, I'm using air quotes, green energy, which he says there's nothing green about this. It's alternative energy. I had seen that clip go viral, but I'd never seen the episode. And last night I watched that episode where he takes the young attorney over where they have these wind turbines spinning and he proceeds to say this, but I can't recommend this show enough. I am loving it. I'm addicted to it. And tonight's going to be one of those nights where I put on something that I know Bridget's going to fall asleep to just so I can go back and start watching Landman. You know what I mean? I'm going to play that little. Hopefully she's not listening. Oof. This could be one of those moments. Yeah. My plot is foiled. Foiled again. Here, more red wine and turkey, honey. A little Seinfeld reference. Cut 23.
We have 120-year petroleum-based infrastructure. Our whole lives depend on it. And hell, it's in everything. That road we came in on, the wheels on every car ever made, including yours, it's in tennis rackets and lipstick and refrigerators and antihistamines, pretty much anything plastic, your cell phone case, artificial heart valves, any kind of clothing that's not made with animal or plant fibers, soap, hand lotion, garbage bags, fishing boats, you name it.
And he talks about how much lubrication is needed on the windmills to make them spin. How much lubrication? And then he talks about how much concrete is used to get them into the ground. Like how much energy is used to build those things. It's great. So I highly recommend you check out the show Landman. I'm really enjoying it a lot. His character, he's such a good actor. He's great. But anyway, this is from Libs of TikTok, a TikToker who. This is how this TikToker feels about cops. And I just want to ask the question as I play this clip of this crazy person. Do you think this person will call the cops if they actually get in trouble? That's my question for you. Cut 21.
All cops are bastards. Every single one of them. If there's 10 people sitting at a table, two of them are Nazis. The other eight don't care that they're Nazis. There's 10 Nazis. If you, as a cop, are not actively fighting to repair, restore, and change the reputation that all cops give the system to and the people, you're also a bad cop. You're a bad cop. The best cop is someone who just chooses not to be a cop. Someone who solves issues.
All right, that's enough of her. You think that crackpot would call the cops if she got in trouble? I'm curious. I'm asking for a friend. Or does she call another TikToker? Like, how does that work exactly? And then when the cops come and they help her, if that ever happens, does she yell at them and call them Nazis, or does she thank them very much for saving her in the situation? Again, just asking for a friend. I'm just curious. These are the things that make me curious. Yeah, she calls the cops if someone stole her blue hair dye. That's right. That's well said. Yeah, exactly right. Oh, these freaks, I'm telling you. I think these people are insane, but they're getting viral. They're going viral, and, you know, I mean, more viral than we are. Maybe I should dye my hair purple. It might be a good look for me. What do you think? Should I try it?
I don't know if that's going to help you get TV appearances.
Probably not on Fox, not as much,
no.
Right?
No, probably not.
And apparently malls, the Five is saying that malls are making a comeback thanks to Gen Z. Is that true? I would love it if malls made a comeback. I grew up going to malls. I'm a Gen Xer. I spent a lot of my time at the mall. Did you grow up going to the mall, DeSantis?
Not too much, although
you didn't
I've
have any friends,
recently.
Though, that, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm obviously I'm in Scottsdale at the moment, and the mall is packed constantly. Every time I go there, I don't know if it's just because it's the holiday season. I'm sure that obviously increases foot traffic, but even, you know, a month or so ago, there was still a lot of people that seemed to be there.
Good, I like it. I'm a big fan of malls. I know it's Orange Julius. My childhood, the food court, would get dropped off, go to the movies. My one of the parents would pick us up. One of the other parents would drop us off. I don't know. It'd be nice if malls made a comeback, I think. And Kirk just commented on that video and said, personally, that was less than 60 seconds I'll never get back in my life by that video. Sorry, Kirk. Just one of those things. I hear people say that stuff, and I always think to myself, well, what would you do if you got in trouble then, you moron? All right, listen, DuckDuckGo is going to protect your privacy. It's very, very important that you do that. James Comer, you're going to hear my interview with him coming up straight ahead, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. How cool is that? But DuckDuckGo is all about privacy, protecting your privacy. It is the real deal, and you need to sign up today for DuckDuckGo because it matters. It really does. It matters. You get a 3-in-1 privacy solution. You're going to get the secure VPN. Now, you need the secure VPN whenever you're online. You also need the personal information removal. So the stuff about you, like your email address, your phone number, all that is gone, taken off the internet for you. And then identity theft restoration. If somebody ever steals your identity, DuckDuckGo is going to get it back for you. That's right. That's what DuckDuckGo is going to do. Now, you get all that for $10 a month. How can you pass that up? The answer is you can't pass that up. You need DuckDuckGo in your life, and you get a 30-day free trial. That's right. A 30-day free trial when you go to DuckDuckGo.com/1210. DuckDuckGo.com/1210 and do it today. All right. You cannot miss you cannot mess with personal privacy. Hackers and scammers never stop. They never stop. They are always constantly looking to get your information, always constantly looking to get your data, and you need to be protected 24/7. You need DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro. So sign up today. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. DuckDuckGo.com/1210 before they lose that 30-day free trial. And as I mentioned to you at the start of the segment, the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. The master of implant dentistry. Use those dental implants before the year is up. Don't waste them. You're running out of time. Big story is that Donald Trump has finally broken his silence on the drones. Coming out on Truth Social just a short time ago, news always happens on this show in the afternoon, and he said the following: mystery drone sightings all over the country. Can this really be happening without our government's knowledge? I don't think so. Let the public know, and now otherwise shoot them down. Fourth and final hour. Straight ahead.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.